Hey, this is Hulkman, DM for Out of the Abyss, a new series coming to the Storyteller Tales channel. Thank you for checking out the game, and hope you enjoy.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Champra Kissy Kissy, a Ghostwise Halfling Ranger. Champra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey, it's Brim. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a Halfling Rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey everyone, this is Matt. I'll be playing the part of Khazad Doerden, a Drow Oathbreaker Paladin who's trying to get out of the Underdark and start a new life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequil Mershi, a fairy bard, a common out to sell you your own secrets.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Story Weaver, and I'm playing Ivan von Kretsch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red kobold artificer, Fleffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
Tequil, where we left off last was you getting a vision of a drow individual with a large, would look to be panther next to him, standing in front of a huge twin-headed beast with arms of tentacles. So,
do I hear the, what would you like to saying do? Anything, or
the rest of the party?
Say anything?
No. You don't.
Okay.
Gotcha. It's literally a split second, and then it's gone.
Gotcha. Okay. So I guess Tika would, like, just come to. Oh, that was, I had a trip like that since the great flood of 08. So, what was that? He just sort of looks around.
What was what?
Were all the mushrooms down here just, like, give you visions? You see stuff?
No, not all of them. Just some of them.
So, would I be able to, like, pick some mushrooms? Maybe a couple?
Yeah. Make a nature check.
Anyone?
Jesus. Yes, you are actually able to procure, let's say, two of them. The other one you attempted to get, and it died almost instantly.
These for later.
Very well.
Keep going, guys, or somebody go? How's everybody looking? We need to take a nap.
I'm fine. Perfectly fine.
I'm doing okay. Pass
myself down.
You need to take a nap?
I'm pretty good.
You sure? You're over there seeing things? I've eaten plenty of mushrooms, and I'm fine.
Ivan points over at Ruin. I'm pretty sure she does.
Yeah, Khazad is just staring pointedly at Ruin, who was like, oh no, I'm fine, we can go, and has, like, 6 max hit points right now.
Who is also, like, pointedly glaring at Ivan now, like, fuck you, why'd you have to call me out?
I'd like to make an insight check to see how hurt she really is.
Okay, make an insight check.
I'm the healer, don't look at me like that, it's my job.
Six.
I'm also going to point out that she's not actually hurt right now. She's at max HP.
I know, but you look weak as all can be.
Yeah, I think Ivan needs to take a nap because he's not remembering things.
What am I not remembering?
That Ruin is fine.
Medicine check.
Make a medicine check.
Let me get my character sheet up. I completely forgot to get that thing up. Oh,
well. Hold on.
Wait. Ivan. All right, medicine check with guidance. Coming on in hot. 16 plus a d4.
Yo.
Jesus. 30, 20?
Nice. Yes.
All right. Ruin, how are you feeling?
I don't know. I'm at full hit points, but my hit points are not where they're supposed to be.
I would definitely say Ivan would probably realize that her overall constitution is nowhere what it was when I first did a medicine check on her a while back in the tomb.
Correct.
That's probably obvious to see, is her physical body's like resistance level is nowhere near what it was. And that would worry
you poke her
Ivan.
And she bruises.
Yeah, that would worry Ivan. Like, he walks over to Ruin as he goes to examine her and goes, "So you're fine." Pokes her and kind of pinches a little bit, and it turns like a black and purple immediately. That's
so
not
fine. That's why you should have eaten last night.
So, yes, I think we need to rest. Otherwise, Ruin will probably die if we run into the smallest little creature.
Well, that's less mouths to feed.
It's also less things for your cannon fodder, Flaffle.
I was going to find more. We just have to find this goblin.
If I die, Grim dies.
Oh, no. How does that work?
I think they're bound by, like, a soul bond, possibly. Or,
oh, my gosh.
Know,
are
like...
you one of those crazies that has to be buried with your pets?
Well, or that, or, like, Grim is like a hamster. You
know. No, he's...
I will take good care of Grim in your passing. I promise.
He will literally vanish.
Oh, so he's like an extra dimensional hamster. Or my first thought period was, my first thought was correct.
What?
But yes, I'm
what is
well,
a hamster?
He's closer to a familiar, but not via magic.
Ah. Well.
Would I know what she's like got going on with Grim?
I would say you could make an intelligence check.
Okay.
Are we DM Daddy? Are we still
yes.
in the phase res or whatever it's called?
It is everywhere.
Okay. Well, Ivan's getting real sick of this. Shit. Can Ivan kind of see if there's something that, like a cleansing, if this is a kind of unholy or fiendish, like, contamination? Is there, like, could I do a religion roll or something like that? Or investigation? Or nature?
I would say definitely, it would be more arcana. I would say okay. Make... an arcana check.
I will smack who else here has any real understanding of phase rust that isn't Flaffle and his insane. You know what? Flaffle, I have a theory about this as he steps into the water. Oh, it's so cold. I have a theory about this rust. Can you help me figure it out? I'm not very good at the arcanum. But I am good at understanding what something is evil in nature. So maybe we tie our knowledge together.
See Flaffle's eyes widen a little bit. Well then, Ivan, you're really trying to get to the top, aren't you? Yes, please.
All right, let's come over here. So if we blow anybody up or blow ourselves up,
oh,
we're far enough away from...
Hold on. Why can't I grab people? There we go.
Oh. Hey there, Kazato, buddy-o pal. Uppies, carry me across the river?
Kazato just kind of sighs and picks up Flaffle and is like, alright.
Hooray!
Starts.
Ivan looks down at his Flaffle. Boots and his pants and goes, I wish he'd carry me. Anyways.
Kazato just looks you square in the eyes and goes, no.
I probably weigh as much as him.
You guys aren't cool like that. but we are. Cleffa puts up a hand for a high five.
Kazad very reluctantly just reaches out a hand and, like, high fives.
Hooray!
What? Okay, let's get onto the experiment. I believe that there might be, seeing how those horrific creatures came with this, I've been thinking, and I think it might have something to do with fiendish or possibly even necromantic. So if we mix my understanding of religion and Kazad could even possibly help us by using his eyes and his feeling for... You're a paladin, right, Kazad?
Technically, yes.
I'm very curious about the technically thing, but... then good. Then you How should do you be...
Technically?
As we hear yelling across the fucking river. That's what I said!
He just kind of raises a hand and goes, Oathbreaker, remember?
I didn't know you could get
powers. I was never aware of that in the first place.
Wait, Kazad. You're telling me I can get powers if I just promise something and then immediately break that promise?
Wait, what? So you, like, told a lie one time and...
Did you poke a squirrel?
Okay. I was supposed to be wed to my matriarch's daughter, who was a high priestess of Lilith. I was also a member of their personal guard. Kind of sort of cheated on the daughter, married another woman, and when she found out, things got really, really bad.
So you were two-timing.
Aside from the worship... Off. So,
see,
yeah, that's
like Cobalt Society.
That's yeah.
It's superior.
So, short version: I was pledged to Lolth's service. Was supposed to marry one of her priestesses. Didn't marry the priestess. Nearly killed that priestess's mother and ran away from Lolth to worship her daughter.
Oh, okay, yeah. See this
that's
is
just
why
a normal day in Cobalt Society.
This is why I swore never to marry a drow. Anyways,
this is why we don't bother with marrying. You just find someone to lay your eggs. You do your thing. They do their thing. Boom.
Is that how kobolds have children?
Yeah, we're very simple like that.
Huh. Champra, is that right?
Oh yes, that is very right.
Well, you're more lizardy than I thought. Anyway, sorry. I believe this is called an ADHD moment. Let's get back to the test at hand. So I need you to I'm gonna we're gonna do some
a what moment?
ADHD attention deficit something.
What?
It's hard to pay attention to things. You tend to lose track of where you're going with things, and or you hyperfixate on something so much that you vanish from the world for a little bit.
You majors in all
he
your
just looks at Ivan and he goes, I married a Shatterkai, just to add to it.
Really?
Oh, you married a what now?
Are there like...
You married an elf from the Shadowfell?
Yeah, they're like the high elves. They're like the darker... It's hard to explain. They're...
See, that's why I don't get you elves. No offense. It's
there's
just,
a lot of
there's,
us.
There's just so many.
Yeah, well, no, they're...
Easy. There's a red they, one, a blue one, a green one.
The Shadowkai are the Shadowfell's version of Eladrin.
Yeah, they're like the anti-fae. Yeah.
Now I just think you're making up words.
Yeah, they
not in this universe.
I've given up on this conversation. Because I'm
just sitting there with his arms crossed, just chuckling at this entire thing.
Oh yes, okay.
He successfully derailed this entire thing for
That's right. That's right. Yep. I see. Point proven, Merlet. ADHD. Anyways, so we're gonna do some holy things, and you need to test
holy
the phase rust on how it reacts. Yeah, I'm gonna do some holy stuff. And then Kazad's over here gonna do some holy stuff. And yeah. So DM.
Why is Sarath Sarath, get back over there.
Turns around. What are you doing, Sarath? Do you want to get blown up?
I'm just curious. I thought this was a safe distance. Very well.
I'm gonna go sit over here next to the burgers while you do this.
Is this no, these are giant mushrooms.
Anyways, Kazad's just gonna kind of look at the two of them for a minute. He's like, okay, if y'all aren't gonna do anything, I'm just gonna...
No. Get your butt back here. We need
I need you for Uppies on the way back.
I need you to use your ability to tell for evil things. You can still do that, right?
Okay.
With being an Oathbreaker and all.
I might be able to. Let me see.
How are you going to test that? I'm pretty sure all of us are good, right? Like,
yes, I've got divine sense.
Oh, did you just like check your paladin notebook?
More like I just kind of closed my eyes and let out a long suffering sigh and prayed to Elestrea for patience, and she was like, "Hey, by the way, you can do this."
Okay, cool. Didn't know you had speed dial. All right. Let's do this. I cast Bless, not on anyone particularly, but if I have to, I'll target the three of us. Okay. I want to cast it at a higher level, at a fourth level, and target the Rust as a wasted one. But I kind of want to hit the Rust with the more divine magic.
Okay.
So I'm gonna do that, and I know I'm gonna need to roll a D20. Oh, a D20? Okay. A D20. And then, Kazad, use your divine sense and Floffle. Hopefully that means you get advantage on your Arcanum check. And you will also have Bless, and I will Guidance you at the same time. I think Guidance is actually a concentration. So
they're both concentration, so.
You'll get Bless. Have fun.
Hooray!
Alright. Okay. On that D20, I got a 1.
Oh.
I hope this helps us solve something here.
Roll a D100.
Oh. I'm
just going to.
You ain't going nowhere. Get your butt back here, Kazad.
I'm just taking a step.
I only found a deck of many things.
38.
No.
What?
I just got told no by the DM. I'm dead.
Oh, no.
I think Seraph is my meat shield.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. No. What happened?
Did we go kaboom?
Did he cast Fireball?
Even better.
No.
he had to clear his throat.
Lightning bolts?
Oh, God. Did I conjure a storm of death?
Okay. Ivan, as you cast the spell... You see the inner workings, the magic that you use, start to weave itself into the phase rust.
Oh, God. Ivan just yells, "Everybody get down!"
Kazad, as soon as you let your divine sense go, you are rocked by a constant desecration. It gives you a splitting migraine the second you do it. Flaffle.
I'm gonna like drop to my knees and like grab my head and just pull.
Flaffle, through the magic, you see. Somebody roll a d6.
Okay. What? Kiko got it.
A 5.
Is it 2?
Oh.
What, Flaffle?
I mean, it was Flaffle's roll, so I mean...
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I rolled a 5.
Oh, God. Wait.
Oh, no.
Ivan knows Flumps. Flumps.
See, this is what I told you! Look! More cannon fodder has appeared!
Did I suddenly become the Lord Savior of the Flumps?
You're rolling initiative. That's cool.
I don't want to hurt the Flumps.
Hello there, friends. What brings you here today?
You're gonna have to say that again a little bit quieter. The mics did not pick it up.
They scream in basically telepathy. The Limigrab version of demonic presence.
Hold on, the name of their language is Limigrab?
No. It is an example.
Oh, okay, okay.
And they begin to flee.
Wait!
No, wait, come back, we need you!
From Ivan.
I'm gonna and the whole time, and,
you could just hear the screaming of demonic presence.
Can I cast... Can I go into chalice form dragon and cast command on the one that looks like it's leading them out to...
Yes.
I'm gonna cast command to stay. This will cause me to roll another thing.
Yes, it will.
I'm going back this way.
But they need to make a DC 14 saving throw.
A DC wisdom. 14 wisdom.
Okay.
And I rolled a 12 for that D12, that D20 roll.
Perfect. All right.
But yes, as you see him panic, suddenly the stars on his hands and arms that were starting to form connect as his arms turn this like void-like purple, like almost like the cosmic color skins on video games. But that's what his arms turn into, and his eyes glow like bright moonlight as an echoing voice booms out, "Stay." Did it work?
I kid you not, I rolled a 4, 2 sixes, a 1, and 2 threes.
Oh, damn.
I think. 1 3.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
So yeah, it booms out, "Stay." As
they halt in place.
What? What do you want?
Where did
you guys...
Yeah, go ahead, Flopple.
Where did you come from? Where were you before this? Were you somewhere? You appeared here? Or were you just brought to existence?
Existence is pain!
Oh, I know, little friend, I know.
Demonic presence!
Uh-huh, you talking about him? And I point to Ivan.
Yes.
Oh, Ivan, are you a demon?
As he looks at you with glowing, silver, pupilless eyes. No.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He's me. He's a big old softy. He would never hurt a fly.
That's not... Oh.
And they begin to look around.
Rust?
What?
The air, the shimmery air, the fog that surrounds us.
Magic! Demon magic!
Oh, so it's demon magic.
Oh, so I was right.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And what would your names be there, friends?
We are above that!
You're above names?
I would like to see if... could I possibly roll, like, an insight as a way to do, like, almost like... psychology to try to calm them down, kind of using the fact that I have command over command on them. Okay,
basically trying to reverse psychology.
I'm gonna try to reverse psychology to explain to them that I'm not a demon. I was trying to find out, you know, what magic this is, and that they are extremely helpful, and that I am a healer, and I would love to heal them if any of them are harmed.
Okay.
That is a 23.
I would say you kind of put out your hands and a wave of energy kind of can be seen coursing through their body, and you do see them start to relax.
I'm not a demon. I accidentally triggered the phase, the mist around us, and that's what brought you here. Are any of you hurt?
No!
And as they say that, they all disappear.
Buddies.
Aww.
That was the freakiest thing I think I've ever seen.
What just happened?
Ivan turns around. Well, my point was proven. as the dragon form dissipates.
And what spell did you just cast there, Ivan?
Which one?
To summon them.
Oh, I just blessed us and then the fog.
So you summoned demons by blessing us?
I don't think those were demons.
I'm pretty sure that's... They looked like demons to me.
I don't think they were. They were running from me thinking I was a demon. Oh. But...
I don't know.
I want to see if I knew what those creatures were.
Sure. Make an Arcana check. Tough.
I say loud enough for everybody to hear. But we did make stride in understanding this thing. It is definitely of fiendish origin. It's, according to those creatures, it's evil. Demon fog, demon magic.
Demons and fiends are different.
Okay, I'm gonna have to stop you right there. Technically, you can find the demons and the devils both in the fiend category, but you can also find demons in the abyssal category of D&D, of the D&D Monster Manual. Just gonna point that out.
I'm also going to point out that...
why I said demon, because they said demon. I know devils are different, but fiend covers both of them. That's the problem, is that D&D doesn't know how to get their crap together.
That's so dumb.
So.
Hey, but I love D&D. Hopefully they'll sponsor me.
No, they won't.
No. Tico, 14, right?
Is there...
You know that those are called flumps. But that is all you know.
Okay.
You know they are psychic creatures.
So they're psychic type, and
means they're weak against steel.
Typing I needed.
Oh. Just kidding. but yes, I think... Kazad, do you happen to have access to... I know other paladins that I've dealt with and worked with, they had something called ceremony. Do you have access to that?
Let me look and see.
Just call your above call your god up on speed dial for me, please. Yeah, just hit her up.
If we're... Are we camping?
Yes, Ruin. Sit your butt down and sleep.
Just gonna crawl on this ledge.
Nighty night. Hope you feel better in the morning or night, whichever time we're leaving.
Yes.
Awesome. Can you use it to cleanse a certain area? Is that right? I think that's something that they could do.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if that works absolutely. On the phase rust.
Okay. I'm going to just. Step over.
Before you do that, sprint over and cast guidance. Woo, 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 just in case you need it.
Alright. So I'm going to cast ceremony as a first level spell.
Okay.
I'm going to basically be spending an hour to consecrate like a 15-foot by 15-foot square around me.
Okay. Alrighty. Seeing that y'all are taking a rest, everybody begins to kind of like prop themselves up.
Also to get as far away from us as possible because we're casting spells like no one's business over here.
Yep.
For science, Flaffle!
The entire time as he's like muttering the liturgy and the incantations and all of this stuff because Zada's just thinking, I fucking hate you, I fucking hate you, I fucking hate you.
If Ivan heard that, he'd say, right there with you, buddy.
Okay. Continue.
So I think he needs to make a spell, the D20 roll, because he cast a spell at first level, right?
Yeah, but does anybody want to do anything in the meantime?
Oh, well, yeah. me. I'm watching. I'm watching Kazad like a hawk.
Okay.
I nudge Flopple. Good. You might want to get Mr. Tentacle Face Vegan Mind Flayer on Stone Dial.
Nomine Patriot Filii Spiritus Sancti.
Classic, the Catholic Church sues us.
Don't think they can.
I wouldn't put it past.
Don't question the Vatican.
Yeah, you don't question the Vatican.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and do that D20 roll.
Yep, go ahead.
Here for a good time, not a long time.
Does my guidance work 13. On the D20 roll? Just kidding.
It does not, unfortunately.
I know.
Yeah, you are able to get the spell off.
Yo, let's go.
Okay. So, let's see.
Is Merlet hiding behind that rock over there? Okay.
Been hiding me away from all your devil witchery. He's like, where's here? The simple sleight of hand that I'm accustomed to? Why is all this magic, like, summoning weird stuff and causing people to cripple and die and go exploding?
Why can't everybody be fake magic users?
Kazad, you watch as this the spell goes off. A 15-foot area around you is now considered consecrated. However, the phase just remains.
Ivan squints his eyes. There's only one other thing to test here. As I step into the holy ground, pull sleeve up. I hope you guys are ready to die with me.
Oh, hold up.
What?
Okay, go ahead. Wait. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to cast Good Berry.
Okay, D20 roll.
Trying to see if the holy ground affects the phase at all. I got a 4. Oh. Hope you're ready to die with me, Kazad.
You are good.
It's just like holding the berries in his hands with his eyes clenched tight, like opens up one eye, looks at the berries to make sure they're not like demon berries. Looks at Kazad, make sure he's alive.
Kazad's just sitting there staring.
Guys, I think we can cast spells in this shit now.
I guess I'll start consecrating the campsite.
Yeah.
And he's just gonna walk back over.
Flawful! Flawful! We did it! We figured it out! You can cast it as long as you're in a consecrated ground where this phase crap can't demify your shit. Look, I got berries and nothing happened.
Fluff would like to cast Shield within the consecrated area.
D20 roll.
Just a big smile on his face. He's about to get wiped off the face of the earth.
It's an 18.
Make a D100. I'm just kidding. You're fine.
Oh, shit.
It's just good berry. It's just good berry.
No. Just good berry works. But yeah. See? Look, you casted spell. You're okay. I think we're okay. You want a good berry, by the way?
I want a good berry.
Okay, here you go. Hands him a good berry. Alright, I'm gonna go feed everybody else that I can. I got like 9 more of these things. Oh, the water.
Okay.
Flaffle's eating his good berry. Okay, send Kazad over here to carry me back.
Okay. Oh, he's gonna take a little bit. It looks like he's doing his broken holy crap.
Oh.
Excuse me, Kazad. Don't hit me with the incense, please. Alright. Who's hungry? I got 9 of these things.
Like, I'm not actually doing the ritual at this point. I'm just walking around just spouting gibberish just so I don't have to go and pick up Flaffle right now.
Pat, Ivan should shove one of those berries down Ruin's throat. She hasn't eaten in 2 days.
Would I have been able to pick up on something like that with the medicine roll?
Yes.
Okay. As he's saying, who wants a good berry? He walks over to Ruin and goes, Ruin, I know you're kind of probably asleep, but permission is still needed, and I know you're going to say no, but I just want everybody around me to know that I asked. So can I put this berry
Grim
in your mouth?
Grim just That's looks awesome. At Pops him it. And says, put it in her mouth.
Yeah, already doing it, Birdie. And squishes it and shoves it
I'm
in
part
there.
Part cat!
Okay, but you're also part bird, right?
Now, yeah. Hold on a second. I tried to feed her last night, and Grim tried to bite me and said no.
Oh, well, that's because I'm Ivan. And like you said, I'm whatever you told the Flux. But yes, he starts handing out the berries to everybody else but him. And then he goes over to the rock over here and lays up against by the river and eats a ration.
Okay.
Fluffle begins to cook.
But those good berries sustain all of you food-wise, drink-wise, and gives you 1 point of health. And I am now going to sleep.
Yeah, Flaffle, you don't feel like you need to eat.
Huh.
Just cooks for the sheer shits and giggles.
Well, what to do with this time? Flaffle would like to, kind of excuse himself from the group and sit over here and pull out his alchemist supplies as well as the violet fungi from a couple days prior.
Okay.
What kind of shape is that little guy in?
Did you put him in the bag of holding?
I sure did.
Oh. It's a thing.
Does it seem to have dried up, or is it...
It, I would say yes, actually. It has become like it's weird. It's like, think of like a dried mushroom, but not dry. It's like sticky.
It's an old person mushroom.
Yes.
A raisin.
Jesus. A raisin, there you go.
Okay, Fluffle's gonna like bust out like a little beaker and take like a little chunk off the mushroom and put it in the beaker and add a little bit of the water to it and see what happens. To
Jesus
rehydrate.
Christ. Okay. I would say that there is a white smoke coming off of it the second that you add the water. I need you to roll a Constitution saving throw.
It's a 10.
10 was the save. So instead of taking 4 points of necrotic, you take 2. And the fungi is now wet and sticky. But the liquid in the jar looks more gray to blackish, almost like charcoal.
Fluffle pours a little bit out in his finger and tastes it.
Make a Constitution saving throw.
That's what I wanted to hear. It's a 6.
Fortunately, since you ingested it, four points of necrotic damage. And you do start to see, like, your skin sizzle.
Oh!
Or your scales sizzle.
I pull up my water skin and try to dilute it. Like, what's in my mouth? Then I kind of wrap up the mushroom, place it back in the bag of holding. Oh, before I do, I reach into my pouch and I sprinkle a fair amount of salt on top of it and close it back up.
Okay.
And then cork what
left of the mixture in the beaker for the time being.
Okay. I would say you have a vial of violet fungi venom. And when you throw it, the con save is 10 to take a D4 damage. It does have a shelf life, though.
Roger.
Okay. What else would we like to do as we're kind of setting up camp? Okay. Very well. Everyone can take a long rest if you wish.
Woot woot. I spent so many spell slots there.
Kazad.
Yes.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I need everyone but Kazad to mute or deafen themselves.
Oh shit. Okay, well, I actually can't deafen because your audio is coming over, so I'll just have to mute and pull my headphones off.
Fair enough.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Getting it pulled up. All right, once we get everybody deafened. Okay. So, Kazad, during your rituals over the blades and through this new weapon that you have received, the voice comes to you once again. Hello.
Hi there.
I have come to give warning of I'm just going to say this, some bad shit.
I mean, not necessarily a rare thing in the Underdark, but please, I'm very curious to hear this warning.
There is something coming. Something no one can avoid.
I think that maybe some elaboration might help, like right now, right this minute, or like further looming threat on the horizon kind of thing.
The drow are not your main enemy.
I'm gonna kind of look around at, like, the mist that's all around us, and I'm gonna be like, wait, is this something to do with us, like, the things that attacked the prison that we were in?
Aye.
Okay, can you tell me what it is that we should be worried about?
The blade falls silent. And you begin to go into your meditative state. Almost forced.
Oh.
you watch as you walk up to a house. You look down at your hands and they are not yours. It is the hands of a Goliath. The door opens and you see two bodies wildly thrashed throughout the building. The mother and father have been slain by something. However, on the mantle is a iron sword. You pick up the sword and you begin to walk through what looks to be something you've never seen before. You've seen the night sky now, but you are walking in daylight through a town that you have never seen.
What?
The vision fades, and you go back to meditation or waking.
Yeah, he's gonna come out of that, and he's gonna like pick up his sword and he's gonna look at it and he's gonna be like, that made absolutely, I was where, what, why, how.
One voice comes over to you. History.
That just gives me more questions. Okay. That's all right. This is apparently going to be a process. We will figure it out. There is something bad coming. And it's something to do with a Goliath and a sword and the surface.
And how do you know this? Oh, the Amos.
Wait, what?
Are you not talking to us? You're just talking to yourself over there.
Zod just kind of closes his eyes and pinches the bridge of his nose. He's like, magic sword showing me things. kind of hard to understand it. I'll get back to you on that.
It sounds like we're about to wage war on the surface. I approve of your sword's plan.
It's the exact opposite of what I want to do. I want to wage war down here.
Well, yeah, we wage war down here first. We unify everybody under one banner underneath one kobold, and then we launch a war on the surface.
That just sounds like drow culture with extra steps.
Champra, no. Get your lizard under control, please.
Because I allow you to make babies with whoever you wish to make babies with.
Fluffy.
No crazy marriage ceremony.
Fluffy.
No oath breaking.
Get over here.
I don't wanna.
Fluffy. Very well. No Mr. Bingo for you tonight.
Ruin,
very good.
Are you feeling
Mr. Bingo, good plan.
Are you feeling better now, Ruin?
Well, I don't bruise if you poke me a little too hard, so I'm fine.
I didn't poke you that hard. I kinda want to know that an apple would bruise less.
Oh, could I try dropping a little bit of something on your skin?
That's this weird hard black rock. That's kind of squishy. At the same time as being hard.
I don't think I've ever had an apple.
Oh, well, at least that's what I've been told. So.
And no, Flaffle, you can't drop anything on my skin. Fucking psycho.
We did enough experimenting yesterday, buddy.
Can Tinkle fly over to Flaffle?
What?
Grab my
moving.
There we go. Real quick. Cool. Approach Flaffle. Yeah, bud, you mind if I borrow one of them there flash you got?
I only have enough for my little set here, but when we get to a nice, you know, settlement of sorts, like where Mr. Shushar is taking us, and I get more vials, then absolutely. I'm just limited at the moment.
Sounds good. I just found these mushrooms, and it sent me on this killer trip earlier.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd like to make more, please. I sort of just like take the mushroom, I wiggle a little bit so some of the spores fall off, and I use Druidcraft.
One of
the spores. More, awesome or bloom or whatever the hell mushrooms do.
It sprouts and immediately attacks everyone in the vicinity with its tentacles.
What the fuck?
Yes.
God damn it. What's the vicinity?
Flaffle, Tinkle, Merlette.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, it's a cantrip.
No, I know. I'm talking about the mushroom attacks.
Yeah, it's
maybe we're safe on cantrips.
It's the mushroom.
Like, do I see that happen?
You do.
Alright, I'm... Like, the second this thing starts lashing out at them, I'm immediately going to run over and, like, hit it with Duskbringer.
Okay. Within an instant, it goes to attack, and the second it sees that sword, it begins to burn.
Yo.
Interesting.
Okay, Flaffle, this is like the 30th time you've almost gotten us all killed because of your random shit.
I didn't do this. Tinkle did.
Tinkle, I thought you were a man of logic and thought. Not a weird flying Flaffle.
I mean, I'm more out here trying to have fun.
I'm a creature of thought. I lean in and whisper to Teagle. I wish to do business with you later.
I am going to walk on the other side of this river.
Oh, man, you're going to make some good money.
Oh, yeah, sure. We can make money off of it too, I guess.
Oh, you after?
What am I after?
You know what? We'll
a new world order.
I think,
Merlette,
yeah, go ahead.
As they are talking, you feel this instinctive urge to pull that multi-panel shard out. Merlette?
Hey, Bram.
Oh, was I still muted? Sorry.
Yes.
I feel the urge to pull the shard out.
Yep.
I'm not gonna do that. Do I have to make
a wisdom saving throw?
Kind? Okay.
Nat one's this.
Yeah, most likely. That is an 8.
Close. That fails.
I guess I'm pulling it out.
You pull out the shard. And you hear a voice.
You have found a shard, I see.
Who's this? Why are you talking in my head? I will say this internally, like, in my head.
Okay. A flamed feature figure can be seen in the reflection of this thing. Its left hand mangled and curled, holding it out almost as if its hand should be reversed.
Bring it to me in the dark lake.
I don't really want to. Like, I'm sure you're a good guy and all, but, like, or maybe not. I don't know.
At that point, a fiery blade almost jump scares you as it smacks against the reflection.
Okay, what do you want? I really don't want to die here or from some mental vision to... Sure, I'll bring it to you. Whatever. Whatever you say, man.
Luta.
Does he say that out loud?
No.
Okay.
But he is looking extremely panicked.
Flaff doesn't pay attention to Brim. Or Merlette.
Oh, damn.
Yells in the distance. No, are we going or no?
Shushar kind of speaks up.
We will be there by the end of the day if we get moving now.
Oh boy, let's get moving now.
Alright.
Like cities.
Oh, you won't like this one.
Oh, Kazad. Uppies.
Kazad just reaches down, grabs Flaffle, like, the scruff of his neck, and just carries him over.
Hooray!
Very well.
Just sets him down.
And with that, we will end our session.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.